Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson joins us on today's program to talk about their upcoming apprenticeship recruitment night on January 28th.
First of all, let our listeners know how that progress has been going in regards to expanding the offerings here at Pella High School.
For the 18-19 school year, our one apprenticeship was welding, and that's gone very well. We have a lot of industry in the community that's very interested in it. We have now completed and we are registered apprenticeship in culinary arts. We're a registered apprenticeship in nursing, and we are registered apprenticeship in engineering technician. So we have all, so we'll have all four effective for the 2019-20 school year. Also working with DMAC through the process, everybody who's in those apprenticeships will have an option of also earning their DMAC Associate General Studies degree. Plus, there's also another option which they can earn their DMAC Associate Applied Science degree. So we have great options and opportunities for our students.
Well, and you have a first student who's having a lot of success over at Vermeer, and that has translated into a lot of interest, it sounds like, among the general student body. You have a recruitment night coming up, but first talk about Charles and how his progress has been going now that he's really past that halfway point.
Charles has been a great ambassador for the apprenticeship program. He started with Vermeer this summer as our first apprentice. He has completed all his competencies through the summer. He has also completed all the competencies through the fall. He continues on that process. He's earning his way as a full-time employee with salary and benefits. It's been a great experience for him, not only from that perspective, but he is earning high school credit while he's going. He's earning college credit while he's going. He's earning money. And probably the most positive thing, he's earning self-confidence in himself and his ability, and he has a career future and passion.
Well, and what has that response been like among the student body? Because you have a recruitment night coming up later this month.
It's been really interesting because once you start the process, you think about kids in leaving high school, they generally have had two tracks. They either go off in the workforce or they go off to college or four-year college or two-year college. But now you throw this thing in the middle, which is apprenticeships, which it means that they can get another degree. They can get certification, something which provides them a career, passion, and future. But along with apprenticeships, they can earn their college degree while they're earning college credit, while they're earning high school credit, while they're earning money. So it's just a new dynamic that a lot of people sort of are trying to wrap their head around it. And that's sort of the big push for a recruitment night is we have specific students that we're going to target that have this career passion. They have this ability, but also parents are trying to figure out what it really is apprenticeship and what's the advantage of my son or daughter being in an apprenticeship and what are the options and opportunities for them. So our goal really is to educate, inform, entice, motivate all these students and parents about these possible options that they would have for their future.
And when is this recruitment night, and how can parents, if they have questions or maybe have a student who is a little more shy about their interest, how can they get involved?
It's January 28th at 7 o'clock, and anybody really is invited. So if you have a seventh grader that, hey, I think they're going to be really good and they have a passion for nursing, just come that night. So it's 7 o'clock. What we will do that night is we're going to sort of incorporate the businesses into the event. We're going to sort of present what is the whole concept of apprenticeship, what it entails, what's the opportunities that you have. So we'll have sort of a general thing in the auditorium at 7 o'clock. After we get done with the overall presentation about what are apprenticeships and what are the opportunities, we'll have breakout sessions to each one of the four areas in welding, culinary arts, nursing, and engineering technician. So hopefully our goal is to educate and provide that forum where we can have question and answer time and also explain all the options that we would have for those students.
And so it extends down to the middle school then too. And that's an important point because what does this growth look like then moving forward when you're talking about four areas, numerous businesses getting involved? How many opportunities are there then, you know, in terms of students all the way right now who could be in seventh grade to those who will be seniors next year?
Yeah. So you're starting to think about, and really it's the education that for that passion that start to think about your future. I mean, students in the eighth grade do their four-year plan. So how does this apply to some students? The great thing is some students who, let's be honest, really are not into school, they can get into this because this is going to provide them a career. It's going to provide them solid financial support throughout their future. And it's just, it'll be a great opportunity for a number of students.
Well, and on the backside of this whole process, there's a lot going on between January and April, but there's a signing day coming up as well. I know that the details aren't quite worked out, but there'll be a chance really for the community to see some of these young apprentice students and see them really grow into some of these opportunities.
Right. So we actually have our welders are going to go out, everybody interested in the welding apprenticeship that are currently in our current welding two class. They're going to do a job shadow in February. They're going to do their business interviews beginning of March, and they actually will sign to be a registered apprenticeship on April 3rd at 2 o'clock, just like you would. You're basically signing that the businesses and you are agreeing that I'm going to invest in your future. And I'm going to support you with mentoring. I'm going to support you with the, you know, support throughout your career that you will learn this dynamic skill or passion.
Once again, that was Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.